Hi there. The word for you today is seek God and not things. In Deuteronomy 8 and 18, we read that the Lord gives you the ability to produce wealth. David the psalmist said basically the same thing. Psalm 84 verse 11, God holds back, quote, no good thing from those who do what is right. But it's important to acknowledge God as the source of all your blessings. And on this one, we all tend to fall short. Let's face it. More isn't always better. In fact, your dependence on God lessens as your dependence on material things increases. That's why the Levitical law discouraged empire building. In the Old Testament, did you know that loans to the poor were to be interest-free? Exodus 22. Or that outstanding debts were to be cancelled every 7 years? Slaves freed and given the means to start over, foreclosed land redeemed by the family, and property that was sold or lost and not redeemed returned to its original owner. He says that in the Bible? Absolutely. Read Leviticus 22 and 25. It's all there. Why is that? Because God wanted his people to depend on him, not on what they had acquired. So he cautioned them. Deuteronomy 8 and 13, when all you have is multiplied, you may say, my power and strength has produced this. God says, remember the Lord gives you the ability to produce wealth. And God's principles haven't changed. Andy Stanley points out that a list of do's and don'ts is like having a man give you directions. If, now you think about this, if he hands you a map, you focus on it. But when you're following him personally, you focus on him. The Bible doesn't say that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek things. No, it says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Big difference. Bottom line, if you're depending on anything other than God, you're always going to struggle. Jesus, bottom line, Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:31, don't worry about all these things. Your heavenly Father already knows. And he will give you everything you need.